Well, Adam Gilchrist, you have the world's best stories for the second consecutive day. Massive news this morning on the Prince Andrew front. He is handing back all military titles and royal patronages to the Queen, effective immediately.
By agreement, we're told, but let's be honest, the pressure is on him and there will have been people telling him, including his mum, hang on a moment, you've got to step back from public life. I mean, to some extent, he kind of had a bit anyway whilst the shadow was over him with the whole case unsolved. We don't yet know if it will actually go to trial or whether there will be some financial settlement. But yes, essentially stripping him of 9 military titles, including one in Canada and one in New Zealand, and various royal patronages, and not allowing him to use the term His Royal Highness means, in any official capacity, certainly means that therefore there is nowhere for him to go. This is, unfortunately for Prince Andrew, and you perhaps could feel a little bit sorry, albeit that he's arrogant and self-opinionated and self-important and has made very few friends outside of his immediate circle. But he's a busted flush. What does he do next? He's aged 61. He's got nowhere to go with this. And the fact that his titles are going back to the Queen and then will be dished out to other members of the royal family means he won't get them back either.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're seen to deal with people of that ilk.
Dodgy friends.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was always going to bite him in the backside down the track. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has spent another day avoiding the press, but he did decide to apologise. You've got to give him that.
You wonder, there are quite a lot of memes going on about whether Boris Johnson and Prince Andrew are going to affect the same kind of defence.
They might team up together, get it flat together.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't at that party at Jeffrey Epstein's. It was a work event, or in Boris Johnson's case, I didn't break party rules. I went for a pizza and I didn't sweat. I think both of them might be sweating right now. Boris Johnson's latest one is that he cancelled a trip because a, quote, member of his family has tested positive for COVID. Well, he lives with his wife and 2 young kids, and I suppose it's possible he saw another member of the family, so why not just say, my wife has COVID or my son has COVID, whatever. He didn't. So he basically dodged, he didn't exactly dodge a bullet, but he dodged public scrutiny again, albeit our phone-ins, our newspapers, our news broadcasts on radio, TV, you name it, are absolutely full of calls for his resignation. Could he survive this? Some people defending him, mostly cabinet ministers in his inner circle. But the classic question, of course, now that's being asked is, how do you know when you're at a party and when you're not? Well, no laptops, no one's discussing work, and there's an open bar might indicate that you're not actually at a work do. There again, how do you know when it was a good party? You order an inquiry into whether it happened or not.
Yes, yes. It says it all, doesn't it? I had a flick this morning at some of your front pages. Massive coverage.
Huge.
Yeah. There's been an amazing archaeological discovery in Buckinghamshire dating back to Roman times. Please tell.
Yeah, this is a sort of spin-off from our HS2 rail project, which is terrible and terribly expensive, but at least along the way, the digging has produced some extraordinary archaeological finds that they've already dug. I mean, they're digging such an enormous area that they've found a Shakespearean theatre in London, long-lost churches, medieval burial grounds, and in this case, some Roman goodies out in Buckinghamshire. And they say, according to some archaeological experts, this is a game changer. Found in a deep waterlogged ditch, it is a carved wooden statue from up to 2,000 years ago, which shows a man in a tunic with heaps of detail in it, surviving because it was underwater all that time, an apparent offering to the gods. And what experts say is that demonstrates how quickly ancient Britain became, as they put it, Romanized.
Right.
So after the invasion of Julius Caesar, we went Roman. We're still waiting for that apology, by the way, from Italy for colonising and enslaving us along the way. But I'd be waiting some time.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for you to say that.
I couldn't resist. I'm so sorry.
Yes. Correction of history. Great to have you on the program, Adam. Catch up next week. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Chris.
Good on you. 6 minutes to 7.